Yo, there's a lot of people out there that think that they know what reality really is. And they get their definitions of reality from the shows that they watch on TV. So, for all you reality show lovers out there, I'ma break down the definition of reality in a term that you can understand. Check it out. Yo, reality is knowing when you're lost, then find a God to get back on track at any cost. And reality is asking God to help you when you couldn't take it no more, but no one felt you. Reality is fighting not to give in to sin or the tricks of the devil ever again. And reality is life's not always easy and doesn't entertain all the time like shows on TV. Yo, the other day I was talking to Average Joe. He said, hey, yo, Derek, there's some things I'd like to know. I've been thinking, and lately I had a change of heart. I wanna be saved, but do I need fame to start? I said, there's no 30 seconds of fame required. Just come as you are, and like the apprentice you're hired. When you confess your sins and claim Christ as Lord, he'll give you something great that your millionaire can't afford. Rich God, poor God, no matter last or first, he looks for weakest links as well as a star search. He's not a respecter of persons like some believe, and I guarantee his love connection you will receive. Just do an extreme makeover and seek his face. Getting saved before you die is your soul's amazing race, cause he's coming back like the groom claiming his bride. Like the bachelor, are you worthy? Yo, he'll decide. It's not a scare tactic, don't let Satan abuse you by making you think that you are the biggest loser. Because your soul to Christ makes a fine mate when you love him without seeing him like a blind date. Unconditionally, like full of money. Without him, my life's a sitcom, but it ain't funny. But with him, I must admit that he's the bomb. For changing my ugly duckling life into the swan. So, reality is knowing when you're lost, then find a God to get back on track at any cost. And reality is asking God to help you when you couldn't take it no more, but no one felt you. Reality is fighting not to give in to sin or the tricks of the devil ever again. And reality is life's not always easy and doesn't entertain all the time like shows on TV. He said his life wasn't simple or surreal, cause sin in his life started being the fifth wheel. He says Satan was a fear factor, he had him punked. Many tests would come his way, but he always would seem to flunk. I said Satan's dream job is to keep trying, to keep sinning your life so you'll stay on Temptation Island. Since the beginning, he's been digging like the mole to run the show like Joe Schmoe and Anna Nicole. But my big brother Jesus allowed us to trace faces from living a simple life to one that can leave no traces. The world's as well as the American Idol, cause in the real world, your road rules is your Bible. But while you were out, your sin it became liver. Until you came to grips, the Christ was your sole survivor. And when he came in your life, you became an heir. So ask a sinner who wants to be a millionaire, and tell him to race to the altar at full throttle, cause he's considered more than America's top model. And let him clean out your crib, meaning your soul, cause in this doggy dog world, you need to know. You can't afford to be the last comic to stand, cause after he searches for souls, he's making the band. Looking for perfect matches, so I'm scared to go tell that he's the only way to Paradise Hotel. So reality is knowing when you're lost, then find a God to get back on track at any cost. And reality is asking God to help you when you couldn't take it no more, but no one felt you. Reality is fighting not to give in to sin or the tricks of the devil ever again. And reality is life's not always easy and doesn't entertain all the time like shows on TV.
Even today, there are those amongst us who act like that they have some exemption with God, and that they live on such a high pinnacle with God that nothing bothers them, nothing touches them, nothing frustrates them. They never get weary and well-going. Everything is fine with them. They have no problems at all. In reality, that is not true.
Yo, reality is knowing that you're lost, then find a God to get back on track at any cost. And reality is asking God to help you when you couldn't take it no more, but no one felt you. Reality is fighting not to give in to sin or the tricks of the devil ever again. And reality is life's not always easy and doesn't entertain all the time like shows on TV.